Welcome to It Sounded Like a Good Idea at the Time, a podcast that is ushering you into 2019 with nothing but encouragement and love. Thank you for joining our conversation as we talk the new year, maybe not even the new you, but loving how to be the you that you are. I am Caroline.
I am Hannah.
And we are so thrilled that you are kicking off your year with us.
Yeah, we want to get into the topic that no one else is talking about, resolutions.
Hey, man, that is weird. How did you think of that
one? I know, it's weird. I don't know, it just came to me. I'm unique like that.
That's great. Well, thank you for including me in that conversation.
One of my goals is to do more like listening to my body this year, fitness-wise.
Oh, that's good. What does that mean to you?
So last year, I did a lot of following a workout plan. I followed Jamie Eason, E-A-S-O-N, who I really like and I totally recommend.
I've heard great things.
Her programs, she has a couple of 12-week programs, and I truly enjoy them. And I do feel like they made me really empowered in the weight room, and it was really cool. I do feel like I got a lot stronger last year, but now it's almost like I'm a little tired of it at this point. And I don't want to get tired of going to the gym because I really just enjoy kind of being there. So I think I'm going to lean into a little more cardio and get back into some yoga.
That's great. Well, we should plan some of that together because I completely strayed from any kind of group exercise and really just wanted, partially because I just had a baby or was heavily pregnant, like just whatever felt good on my body. But I realized I haven't been challenging myself either. Like,
well, it's tough because you want to listen to like what feels good. And I don't know. Like, I still want like a little bit of strength training. I just and I worry that if I'm not following a routine, because the routines are there for a reason. So to make sure you're working everything out. But at the same time, like if you're not listening to your body, then you're going to resent going to the gym.
Well, I really love cycle classes. I had a really horrible experience at one a couple of years ago and haven't been back since.
Oh, but this is about to be the book Still Alice, or what's that book?
I don't know.
Being Alice. Something about Alice. It's like my favorite. Who's that one author?
Good. Your favorite book by an author you don't know. This is good content. Gripping for our listeners.
2019 is starting off really well so far.
Google who wrote a book about Alice. I'm sure Lewis Carroll will not come up.
Yeah, it's probably about all Wonderland. Gonna be like my sister-in-law, that's her name, Alice.
So oh, yeah.
I won't
great.
Be able
you
to find
her at Alice Grover.
Yeah, exactly. I will not be able to find the book. Something about Alice.
Something about
by an Australian author. No, that's not the name. It's Alice is in the name.
Oh, something about Alice sounds like it'd be a good title.
Yeah.
We're off to a great start. I had a terrible cycle class and I haven't gone back, but want to. It's a great class. Also want to try bar. And of course, this past week, I had totally planned on being at a bar class. And for some bizarro reason, Anna Blair slept until 10 that day, which has happened exactly zero times in her life.
Yeah, that's
so I missed
super
the
bizarre.
Class. Yeah, I missed the class. My sister takes it. She looks great. And I just realized that I have been settling either for the elliptical or the senior citizen recumbent bike with armrests and a fan. So basically, it's like a recliner that you can casually move your feet on while you read large print books. And I really need to probably challenge myself.
It really
a little
seems
bit.
Right up your alley, given last week's episode. What Alice Forgot? Luann Moriarty. Crushed it.
I love that book, actually. I do love that book.
It's really good. It's my favorite book of hers.
The only one that I could think of was Where Did You Go, Bernadette, which is also a great book.
Oh, yeah. I was mediocre about that book.
Okay,
I felt mediocrely. Nope, that's not a word either.
Was it not intellectual enough for you? Because that kind of is what that would seem like.
No, I don't know. It was okay. I like
okay,
What
well,
Alice
it.
Forgot more.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
back to your cycle class. Wait, what happened with your cycle class? Do we still not?
Okay, we haven't talked about it, but I filed a complaint.
Oh my God.
And then got mad at the person watching me file a complaint.
Okay, wow. So
I showed up at this cycle class. I hadn't been in years and I used to go all the time.
Is that our gym or at a special studio?
Yeah, at our gym.
Okay.
No, at our gym because I'm not that fancy to go to a special studio. And
we offer classes
I
for free sometimes. That's how I've found out about other places.
Oh, got it. No. I went to our gym and it was like a 6:30 p.m. class, oof, which I don't usually work out then.
Yeah,
I will. But if I do, it's at the old person bike. But I'm waiting for the classes to start and the instructor comes in and is showing off an ultrasound picture. Apparently, she's like 13 weeks pregnant. And I had recently miscarried.
Oh,
and had like, gotten back in and was just doing whatever. And she saw me yawn and she said, unless you are growing human body parts inside of your body, you are not allowed to be tired.
Oh, no.
And I was very offended. Yes. Because obviously, like, we are in the middle of fertility treatments. I would have loved to have human body parts right. growing inside of my body.
That's so not cool. Like, she didn't, that's not cool.
Yeah. And then over the course of the class, she was like,
oh,
and then
there's in the class?
Whew. I did. And then she was like, and then there's her over there who doesn't even know what tired is. And I was like, okay, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh.
So I left very angry. And really, it takes a lot for me to get mad.
Yeah.
I can be irritated or whatever, but I just kind of let things roll off. But the longer it went, the angrier I got.
Yeah. Because
I
was just thinking, when you're working out, also, you're getting more and more like, when I'm at the gym, is like the only time I'm like ready to start a fight with someone. Like, someone wore a super annoying shirt one time. I will never forget which person that was, because I'm like, I'm always the person that's like, and I said, and I never really said that kind of thing. But if I'm at the gym, like, I will, like, all you have to do is, like, I don't know, say hi, and I'd probably like hear it. Like, I'm just,
and I will cross you
at like a 10.
Well, days later, I was just really mad. I'd bounce it off of a couple of people because I just felt like as a group exercise instructor, your job is not to just program a good class.
Right.
You're not like a therapist, but you should also read the room and know anyone of childbearing age. You should just not say anything about kids
right.
too.
I thought that was understood. Like, we don't do that.
Yeah. And also, like, you just, if someone's yawning, you don't comment on it. Just don't say anything. You have no idea what their life is like.
Right. And that's that holier than thou attitude of like, only I know what tired is because I am pregnant, which, yeah, the pregnant people are real tired.
Yes,
I know that.
Pregnancy fatigue is real, but also there's a lot of physical response to stress, you know, or maybe
any other reason
anything,
someone could be yawning.
Anything. Right. Maybe I have a newborn and I recently grew body parts.
Right.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Or nothing even related to children.
Yeah. Just a job.
So after a few days, I decided to write a letter just to basically say, like, I'm sure it was a great class. I'm sure you're a great instructor, but you're very insensitive.
Yeah.
So I went to the front desk and I requested like a complaint form. And they're like, oh, we don't have one of those, but I can give you some scratch paper. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm. So I filled out one paper and then asked for another one and then asked for another one.
Oh,
I wasn't like, it wasn't super verbose because they were small scraps of paper. But I just wanted to fully let them know where I was coming from,
right.
you know?
And not just that, like, this person said this and it annoyed me. Like, this is, like, a legitimate
complaint.
Yeah,
like, here's a real thing. This is why I feel this way. And also, as an instructor, you have no idea.
Yeah.
And then the person who gave me the scrap paper was like, whew, you sure have a lot of to complain about.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, okay,
right,
lady.
And your name was?
Yeah, right. Let me see your name tag, please.
Yeah.
I never heard anything about it. I left it anonymous. I didn't need to be apologized to or anything like that. It was just like, this is just for your information.
Right.
So anyway, haven't been back. Almost went to that person's class the other day and just decided I couldn't do it. There's a difference between encouraging and like shaming.
Oh, yeah. That's the that's what I don't like. And that's, it's funny you said about workout classes, because that's what annoys me about like college classes, is when like professors tend to think like everything about their class is the most important thing going on in your life, or like anyone speaking. Like, yes, I know it's difficult to speak in front of people, but like someone might yawn, because you know what? Everybody has a life, and
everyone's
that's
tired.
Really all
well,
you need to know.
I saw the same instructor the other day when I was taking, all three girls were in childcare, but I picked Jane Ellis up to go feed her in my car. And so I was walking out with this instructor and I never said anything to her, like whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, don't blink. You're going to miss it. But something like, it was more condescending than that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, now's the time that it's easy, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
thanks. You're a
don't worry.
Bright spot for everyone.
Right. I was like, yeah, no, she's my third. Or she says, I'm like, oh, so she's just your first. And I was like, no, she's my third. And she was like, oh, so you know. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I've
also,
got
like,
it.
Don't
Thank
be
you.
A D-bag to people who have one. like,
just say that she's cute.
Right. Exactly.
I don't need your advice, really.
Right. Exactly. I didn't ask.
And I was like, yeah, she's the one that I didn't have when you shamed me about being tired the other time.
Ooh,
so
that's
thanks.
So heavy. That's so insensitive. I'm sorry that happened to you. I mean, that kind of thing happens quite a bit. Someone from my high school posted several years ago on Facebook something about, like, I really wish people would stop posting this kind of thing about, like, or just casually saying, when are you going to have kids or something? Like, you just don't know what people are going through.
Well, I had seen recently and really appreciate, like, on April Fool's, never post a pretend pregnancy announcement.
Yeah, I think I've seen that the last couple of years as well.
Yeah. Yeah, because someone who's trying to, it's a trigger point.
Yeah,
totally. When we were going through fertility issues, like, as happy as I was for people, it was definitely a trigger point.
Yeah. So, 2018, did you set any resolutions?
In 2018? Mm-hmm. No, I did not. I was pretty pregnant, knew we were having a baby. I try to set like themes for the year versus resolutions.
That's good. I like that.
I mean, it's a hard thing. I don't like to be super trendy. So, you know, I think that the big trend right now is setting a word for your year.
Oh, is it?
And
again, yeah, I don't know. The youths haven't told me.
I Marco Polo'd it to you, but they, you know, like, here's your word for 2018. And we've done that in the past after our miscarriage and before we had Anna Blair. I set the word for us of heartbeat.
I like that.
We really just wanted to see, we wanted to follow God's heartbeat for our family, whatever that was, to mm-hmm. hear that. And, you know, on a more literal level, we wanted to hear a heartbeat for our family. And we did.
Mm-hmm. This was after really, Norbeth, before Anna Blair, right? You said?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Adding a third to our family, honestly, it was just kind of like, go with the flow. I mean, mm-hmm. we just really had no expectations for what our year was going to be like. I didn't really set a theme. I didn't set a word. I didn't set a resolution. And really kind of need to see what 2019 will be like. I mean, we've kind of been in the thick of things in a good way. I mean, we've experienced some things we didn't expect to negatively in 2018, but also we've added the greatest joy to our family as well. So mm-hmm. I need to evaluate it a little bit and figure out some ways to set some personal goals, because I definitely have them.
Right.
But sometimes I feel too constricted by saying it's a resolution, because I feel like too often resolutions are determined to fail.
Yes.
Because there's just too many jokes about it. So sometimes I don't like to set one at January 1.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. I did set a goal to be able to do a pull-up, which I cannot.
Oh, that's great. Can I join you in that one?
Sure. Well, this was last year and I still didn't. So we'll see.
Okay, great.
Everyone we'll add check it. In.
Okay, ask me again. My resolution is to do a pull-up.
Okay.
Can you do one, Anna?
No, I can't. Oh, are you? Okay, I see what we're doing.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do that in 2019. Would you like to join me?
Yes, definitely. That sounds fantastic. Good idea for the first time. My brother was showing me some like workup exercises to it. So I just got to stick with those.
I don't want to learn anything that I'll have to do like to build up to it. I want to just magically by the end of the year be able to do it.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll circle back to that in a year.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. I just don't want to add more to my plate in the new year.
I know. That's the thing. I think where it becomes something that is destined to fail is like, know thyself, right? Like you can't add on more than you can handle. Like, I really want to finish my book by like January, February, my
the
first
book
draft.
That you are writing.
Yes.
Not the book that you are reading.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That like, while I would call that like a resolution, like I'm not going to just like finish that and be like, okay, done with 2019. See you in 2020.
Yeah. Okay. I guess this just brings up a conversation. Do you believe in resolutions? Maybe we should have started with that.
I believe in the spirit of renewal. I think that's really valuable.
Oh, that's nice. I think it's all baloney.
Now I know how you felt when I said that Where'd You Go, Bernadette was mediocre.
Baloney. Hogwash.
Hogwash.
Okay, one of our listeners, I posted this Insta story about this awful birthday cake that I baked for the girls' birthday party in December. And I mean, it was this horrible cake.
I personally loved it.
Thank you. It tasted lovely.
Well, it tastes good, but I also loved the design. I mean, I think it's real cute.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, she said it's topsy-turvy. And I just think that not enough people use topsy-turvy. So
yeah, I like that.
Resolutions are topsy-turvy.
I like that it makes people take stock of their lives and like see what you would want to change. I think people go too big, or it's not that you go too big. Part of setting, who was I talking to about this? My sister-in-law, Sothika, about setting goals that are like, you look at like what your end goal is, and then it's a book she was reading called Grit. And it's about how people do not just like magically get places, like to a pull-up.
Yeah, that's weird. I disagree with this whole book.
but you set like, you look at like accomplishable tasks along the way that help you get there. And those are the things you like aim for. And then you say, okay, well, I need to be able to do this exercise first or something like that. Anyway, I'll look up the book and link it. But I liked that because it was like, for instance, like publish a book is like a really big goal. But if it's like finish a first draft or like finish act one, finish act two, finish act three, those things are accomplishable. And then you just need to stick with those things and have the grit, like, people who accomplished things, and the people who are successful are the people who do that. Like, they stick with it after it's, like, trendy and not fresh on your mind. Or, you know what I mean? Like, after it's, like, not as cool.
Does it help you to have somebody know those and be account, like, that you are accountable to?
Definitely. Even if that is a computer.
Okay, well, I will be your accountability partner. I don't want you to hold me accountable for anything, but I would love...
No to the pull-up.
Yeah, because, I find myself doing this in my marriage. David will want to do something, and boy, do I make a good accountability partner. Where I don't nag. I will check in encouragingly.
Sure, maybe however, you can call it whatever you want.
Yeah, I make lots of internal goals, but I tell no one. Because I don't want anyone to ask me about it.
Really?
Because I don't want... Yeah, no. I don't want, and I never want to have to report that I haven't made progress, nor do I want to actually feel like I have to make progress.
Interesting. Well, now I'm just going to have to guess at all the ways that you're trying to better yourself.
Yeah, good luck. Or maybe I'm not trying to better myself at all.
Joke's on you. I have attained the highest level.
Yeah, my resolution in 2018 was to achieve self-actualization, and I've done that. As you can tell.
My forthcoming book will detail these things, which you can purchase for $49.99.
That's right. It's a downloadable PDF that does not work on iOS. No, I mean, I think that lately my resolutions have actually been more self-reflective on what I'm sharing with my girls. So 2 years ago, and really it carried over into this year, was I feel like our generation has lost how to love each other well.
Totally.
I've shared this in a previous podcast, but I feel like growing up, I just always knew that my mom did stuff for our neighbors or vice versa. Our neighbors did stuff for us. And, you know, I'm thankful for our commune, but I feel like it should just be ordinary that if someone's going through a hard time or something super happy, that we provide a meal or something that is
right.
Your,
people don't do meals anymore for babies being born.
Yeah, no, they really don't. And, even if they do, it's a lot of Whole Foods or, you know, ordering pizza, which is great. We certainly loved that when we had babies. But I do think there's this kind of lost art of loving each other through something that you do well. And I think too often it's seen that you should inconvenience yourself for somebody. But I have found for me, it's what is something that is not a huge deal for me, but would be something big for somebody else. So for me, it's not a huge deal to double what we're making for dinner. But it would mean a lot to somebody else. And I want the girls to see that. I want them to see that, it might not be convenient to jump in the car at rush hour, but this is what we do because of X, Y, or Z event.
Yeah, I totally get that from you. So I think that they're going to get that. I think that I subtly, realizing that, but I think that I kind of tried to do that as well. I know that you've talked about a lot about you love to make food for people. I don't like cooking and baking and stuff is not, although I do like making fudge, but I don't love to cook or bake for people, but I love, I'm like, what do you need me to do? I'll take your kids, give you a break. I'll do your laundry.
Oh gosh, you're so good at
anything else. I'll do things. I'll do what I feel like I will do what people need.
No, I think but that's a huge area. I have made this conscious effort. And again, I don't file it under a resolution because if I think about it in March, I want to be able to implement it in March.
Oh, yeah.
But this idea of if I'm thinking about somebody, I will text them and let them know that I'm thinking about them. Or if I know that somebody needs something, I have really been, it really is this conscious effort not to say, let me know what you need.
Right. Because people won't.
Right. I'm at Aldi. Can I get you these things?
Yeah. That's even a better way to phrase it, too. What can I get you from Aldi? You say that a lot.
Yeah. Well, instead of just this, what can I get you today?
Yeah.
Because I would never tell somebody what I needed.
Right. Or unless, tell them to go out to the store for me.
Yeah. But if I know you're at Publix and we need whatever,
yeah,
then I'll tell you because it feels less, I don't want to inconvenience people.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like to unburden people. But I also feel like for my family, I think I told you this earlier this week, David and I always watch... our 2 nights a week that we get to eat dinner together, we just sit in front of the TV and watch Great British Baking Show or The Office or Good Place. And I put our dishes on the table the other night and he sat down and it was like, oh, I guess we're...
Oh, whoops. You forgot to go to the TV.
Yeah, weird. I am looking at your face. But it was so lovely. I mean, I know that is nothing earth shattering. And maybe that's why I don't want to file it under resolutions because it's kind of a no duh category.
don't know. That seems a little bit crazy to me.
Yeah, but we just had this. I mean, it was not that long. I mean, we're fast eaters. It was like maybe 16 minutes when we tried to add conversation time. But it was like, oh, look, we're human beings.
Right, exactly.
Talk to each other like human beings. So I do think that that's something that I'm going to try to incorporate more into our rhythm.
That's good. That's a really good resolution that you're making for yourself.
Thank you. Please don't hold me accountable.
That's really good. Yes, yeah, so I guess simple. Nothing super crazy. No one wants to learn Spanish or anything.
Oh, gosh, no. I don't want to challenge myself or anything like that. I will set nothing in which I might fail.
I feel like we could do the pull-up.
Well, I also want to run more.
Yeah, me too.
We've done a 5K. I really liked it. I can run if I want to. The thing is, like, running is like this, gosh, what's it called? Not a golden cow, but the some animal, some color. Some color animal.
I really want to get there. I want to know where you're going.
It's probably called nothing. That white elephant. White.
I don't think that's it. Are you talking about the thing that you like can't achieve?
Yep, that's the one.
What is that?
White whale?
Well, I mean, could be.
Is it after Moby Dick?
Sure.
We'll put it in the show notes if it exists.
Running is my white whale.
That sounds about right, because I feel like a white whale when when I run. I think that's what it is. Anyway.
Wait,
herring.
No. I was thinking of red herring.
That's a red herring.
But that's not
it. Which is when something bad is about to happen, which is kind of what happens when I run. David and I did a 5K together and we loved it. And of course, when we finished, we were like, we're going to do this all the time. And then we never ran again.
That's hilarious.
But I will see people who visually it looks like maybe they're in worse shape than I am. Mm-hmm. But they will just run and run and run. And I can't. So
yeah, I want to run more as well. I didn't used to like running in my life until like the last year.
I still don't like it, but it's my golden toucan. It is my...
Okay. Yeah, we're getting there.
It's my pink iguana. It's going to happen.
Okay, yeah. 2019's looking good. We're looking like we have it all together.
Okay, so last year was the pull-up. This year it will be our joint one. What else do you have?
I definitely just want to finish my book. That's like the only thing I can focus on.
Okay, but Hannah, really, what else? No, that's huge. Do you have some for your family or like is Pisana big?
No, I don't care about them. They're fine.
They're existing.
Yeah, I know. For my family, I think that this year I want to implement more concerted is not the right word, more focused. So maybe it was the right word. Intentional mm-hmm. time together and more productive time apart because.
Ooh, that's really good. I like that productive time apart.
Made it up on the fly.
It's good.
Because I feel like I have a lot of things that I'm trying to work on. I cannot do it around the kids. I can't. Do any work around them. Like some people can work around their kids, some people can't. And I know that it's because they're 4 and 2, and for the last like several years I haven't really raised them with me also trying to work at the same time. Like I've kind of just this last several months.
Their norm is having you fully.
Yeah. So that's different and I understand that. But it is frustrating AF. So
what does that mean?
I don't want to like wish away this time before Maya's in preschool and Milan's in kindergarten, but I am going to try and implement a little bit more, just like a couple hours with a babysitter so that I can like still feel like I'm accomplishing my goals. And then the time that I spend with them, I'm not like, oh, but I wish I was writing.
Yeah, I do think that that's a really good point. And I have, again, I thought of it in December that I want to make sure that the time that I have with them, I'm not also checking other things because one day. Norbeth just said, can you put your phone down? And I was so like, it was a stab to my heart of like, I hate that you know that that's a competition for you.
Yeah. But it is also your work is the tough thing.
Yeah, but this I was like texting you. Okay. So,
so that's a priority, Norbeth. So now.
Right. Have you seen my screen time report? That's huge. But I do think that I realize, honestly, what fills their cup is very little in comparison to what I feel like the output is in terms of like, if I can just set it aside and really focus, like we played preschool in her quiet time the other day. And like by 8 minutes into it, she was ready to do something else, but she felt like we had really, really played together.
Oh yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. But it was really profound for me of like, when I think about, oh, I'm going to really have to dig into this for a long time. Not that I don't enjoy it,
right.
But it also means not doing something else that for her
Like,
a huge impact is made.
Do I have 10 to 20 minutes or even like 10 minutes now, 10 minutes later to have like quality?
I'm like, oh, mommy has all of these things to do. And I'm like, oh, I spend 8 minutes doing various things right. that I could really give you.
Right. Exactly. I think perspective is really good. It's a good word.
It is a good word. That's my word for 2019 that well, I don't
You took my word.
In.
So.
Yeah. Well, let's see. You can do a pull up first. Follow us at a good idea pod and you'll see our progress.
Exactly. And oh my gosh.
All I actually need is competition. So I will do it better
than competition.
You.
Now
that's
we're
my new.
Who okay, can be the first to get to a pull up?
My two words for 2019 are the best. So watch yeah. out.
Can you do a dip? A tricep dip?
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Mm, yep.
Is that a new song?
That is a new. Yeah. Oh, 2019 is looking so good.
Well, also, our kids really dive into their basketball schedule in 2019, so True. I know it's going to be good.
They're freaking adorable. We love it.
Yeah.
The end.
That's all I have. The end. Full
Look
stop.
Out, LeBron. That's what Milan's 2019 is looking like.
Yeah. Milan James.
I got nothing else. That was a good first episode of the year.
I think we started out strong. One thing that we'll be adding to this new year is some guests on our podcast. So yeah. stay tuned to some future episodes. We have our first one lined up and ready to record, and we think that it's going to be a good one that you will love to listen to. So yeah, I think that we're pretty great, but I think a third voice will be good every now and then.
Yeah, freshen it up, get a new take, but weigh in and tell us if you believe in resolutions, if you think they're baloney / topsy-turvy, or if you are doing them, or if you're doing a word or something like that. Let us know.
Also, if you want to do a pull-up with us and don't want to try, let me know. If you want to do a pull-up and want to have a process for learning how, let Hannah know. And we'll start a team. Team Caroline or Team Hannah, and we'll see who in December can do their pull-up.
Yeah, exactly. See you all in a year.
Where you'll be here.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, happy late New Year, everyone.
Happy late New Year.